today's prayer election focus, using God's word to pray for leaders and their authority. As we are preparing to vote and await to hear the outcomes of the elections, let's set our minds on things above. Colossians 3:2 says it succinctly, "Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth." How often do we fail to do that? As we pray today, we will use verses from the book of Proverbs where leaders, authority, or king are mentioned. We'll use our highest authority, God's word, to petition and intercede for current and future governing leaders in the many sectors of our country. So, Father, we thank you for the book of Proverbs. We thank you that you gave so many beautiful words about leadership. But we first thank you that you are our authority. You are our leader. You are our king. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you have plans for the people that are in positions of authority, that are in positions of leadership, that are like kings in their area of influence. And so, Father, we pray into those that will be in serving in these positions and those who are up for election to serve in these positions and who are currently in those positions and will not be changing and will be staying in their area of authority. In your word, it says, without wise leadership, a nation falls, and there is safety in having many advisors. We pray, God, that we will have wise leadership so that our nation will stay standing. We pray, God, that the advisors that are around them will be godly, healthy, moral, with high standards, will speak the truth. You say it is wrong to punish the godly for being good or to flog leaders for being honest. We pray any leader who is being bullied, harassed, put down, slandered, libeled, malicious talk, that they would be punished and stop doing it, especially the leaders who are honest. You say when there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. So we pray for wise and knowledgeable leaders to bring stability into our areas, cities, communities, neighborhoods, county, state, government, school boards, all the different positions, and especially in the federal government. You said, when the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. We thank you for that word, and we claim it. You say, a king rejoices in wise servants, but is angry with those who disgrace him. We pray for that to happen, that they would have wise servants and get rid of those who disgrace them. The king speaks with divine wisdom. We pray for them to speak with divine wisdom and never judge unfairly, that they would detest wrongdoing, that their rule would be built on justice, that they would be pleased with words from righteous lips and love those who speak honestly. We pray for them to sit in judgment to weigh all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from the good, especially those in the Supreme Court, the judges, and any other person that has the ability to make these kind of decisions. We pray that they would have unfailing love and faithfulness would protect them, that their area of authority would be secure through love, that their hearts would be like a stream of water directed by you, O God, that you would guide them wherever you please. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and that their reign will be made secure by justice. We pray for a just leaders that would give stability to our nation, one that demands bribes be destroyed, any bribery be destroyed, and that the king would judge, and that person in position would judge the poor fairly, and their ruling will last for a long time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word and what you are going to do this year, in Jesus' name.